nobody escapes.
Heidi and Frank.
Heidi and Frank.
There's no escaping them.
More Heidi and Frank now
on 95.5 KLOS.
Heidi and Frank show. About 7 minutes away or 6 minutes away now from those AC/DC tickets in Vegas at Allegiant Stadium. You will win the tickets, and then you will go into the running for a grand prize, which is two-night stay at Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino and a $150 gas card. If you want to just buy your tickets because you have anxiety playing games, or you still want to be, oh, crap, I'm busy at 840, then go to Ticketmaster.com and get your tickets. But yeah, at 840, I'll give you a cue to call to be caller 40, and those tickets could be yours. Talking about Gen Z and how they're starving for human connection now, since they just kind of grew up without it, and technology is pushing them away from each other and everybody else. That communal dining, where it's like, yeah, you just go to the restaurant and you just sit with people, and then you even order food together. Like the, let's get the biggest appetizer. Let's get the tower of onion rings, and share it with strangers. I don't know. I mean, there's certain appetizers. There's just no way. Like I said, nachos. I don't even want to eat some food at the potluck at work. That and I kind of know those people.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why you don't want to eat it.
Yeah, maybe.
Mm.
But but I guess if you're going to scan the dining room for an open spot and you see a couple of open spots, like, oh, I'm going to sit next to those people. Mm-hmm. You know, I'd like to talk to them. And so I'd probably finger their nachos.
Hey.
So you sit down. Is there any other mozzarella sticks? Completely fine.
That's fine.
But there's the double dip and the marinara.
That's true. Unless you get your own sauce, your own dipping sauce.
That's what you'd have to do.
Yeah. We'd do the communal sticks.
Two sauces.
Yeah. Right.
Here's my issue with the whole thing. Is usually when I sit down with my family, and this is my family that I'm going out to dinner with. Let's say we're going to Applebee's, and we're looking at the appetizer menu, and I'm like, ooh.
What's it, your anniversary?
Fried pickle.
That's what I was thinking.
Be fancy. I want to get the fried pickle fries. And then everybody goes, no, nobody's going to eat those. Let's get the spinach and artichoke dip or whatever it is. And it's like, no, I wanted the pickle fries. But then everybody's ganging up on me saying nobody else is going
to
share that.
So if I was sitting next to, like, I overheard this conversation, but we're at the picnic style towel stable. I go, hey, I'll get those pickle fries with you.
Mm-hmm.
Would you do it?
Who's this weird dude over here who wants the pickle fries?
Well, see,
pickle fries sounds good, bro. I'll get them with you.
Here's the problem, is what I said before the break.
We're at the same table.
The bill comes, and now we're right back into, oh, well,
we're splitting pickle fries.
Rings. I didn't even have any of the onion rings, so I don't, I didn't have any.
It doesn't matter. I mean, if you...
I think that's going to be like a big problem when the bill
comes.
That's
not going to be a problem.
Who's with who?
Yeah,
you two
group,
are together?
Your group are pitching in half on these, but then you get the people who are like those fast-eating families. Where it's like, yeah, the onion rings are just, the whole tower's gone. It's like a Johnny's mom. She just throwed the whole tower.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like, I thought we had more corn dogs here. Johnny's mom's here.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I didn't even get
three
to
three of them are gone.
I didn't even see them. I didn't even get to have one.
Yeah, mini corn dogs. You got to eat like a ravenous coyote. Because you're not getting any of those.
No.
People are like, everybody's hand in there. Corn dogs are gone.
It's like you're going to run.
Well, I mean, if your family
like
had ate some, then yeah, you got to split it. But I think this goes well with like you like a certain thing, like pickled, fried pickle chips.
Yeah. I'm in on that with you, Johnny. I'd share that.
But
one with you too.
Why does
my family hate them so much?
Well, I mean, it's an age thing. Kids don't want that crap.
No.
Ugh, disgusting.
No, but then they're like, let's get the chicken wonton tacos, and I'm like, no. We're at Applebee's. Let's get the fried food.
Let's get the Southwest egg rolls.
Nobody wants egg rolls from Applebee's.
Stay in your lane, Applebee's.
Yeah.
Well,
mozzarella sticks.
It's the older. It's the boomers. Say like 60% aren't willing to share appetizers with just rando people. But 93% of Gen Z's like, yeah, let's split some pickle fries. They don't give a damn anymore. They're so desperate just to be able to talk to another human.
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. Now, God help that child.
Another thing, I mean, I guess the trend is, what kind of tree you got, round table? You going fake or real?
I got fake tree.
My soul is all for the real, but real. We have a fake one right now, and I don't like that. But when I have more of my own family and everything. We're going real. We're going to go chop down that tree from a park.
From a park?
We're going to go kill it. And we're going to.
Yeah. I don't think you can do that.
Well, what we used to do, my dad, since I've talked about how he has a bunch of farms all over, a lot of tree farms, when I was really little, we'd drive up to Northern California and chop one down from. He has a whole Christmas tree lot.
Your dad has a Christmas tree lot?
Even my My dad is known as the tree guy, and even they have a fake tree now, and it makes me so sad.
Just so much easier.
Well, if you're so adamant about having a real tree, how in the hell did you get a fake tree yourself?
Well, just my roommate. She had already got one.
Oh, so it was her tree. So. And so now there's not room for two trees.
Yeah.
I got it.
Mm-hmm.
Like she's fingering your nachos, and you're like, wait a second.
At least
I want my own nachos.
Tree.
Not room on the table for two nachos. Heidi, you got fake?
Yeah, you
fake, like that
but this
fake
year,
frock.
But this year, for the first time ever, we're going to be up in Oregon for Christmas. I'm saying not for the first time ever, but for the first time ever, I'm going to go chop down a tree for my sister's house because she's done that before. We haven't done that with her, and I've never done it. I've never gone to chop down a tree. At a, you know, you pay like $20 or something, and you can go to this one particular area.
You got
to
walk, Heidi. You got to walk in. I mean,
well, yeah, I know. No,
you'd
I know.
Be cutting one down the side of the road while you're sitting on the bumper.
No, no, we're going to walk in. We're going to pick it out.
Then you got to hike it out.
We're going to hike it out. It's going to be great. We're going to do it for the first time ever. So, yeah, I'll have a real tree. Well, she'll have a real tree at her house.
Yeah, I guess if you're going to go that far, like, you know, Emo and Heidi going to her dad's tree farm, or you're going to hike off into the woods into Oregon, get your own tree. What do you got?
No, I'm going fake. I'm not slaughtering a tree.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're so.
For decoration purposes?
You're such a liberal.
Jesus.
You tree hugging weirdo. All right, what do you got?
Well, as much as I hate it, we have a fake Christmas tree, but we have one of those Charlie Brown Christmas trees that has like the one ornament on it hanging.
And that's fake?
And it's fake.
You got a fake Charlie Brown tree?
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's up in our attic right now.
Sad.
Because we have no kids, so like we have no like. We have, first of all, we have no room in our living room.
No, to buy a fake tree that looks like crap is dumb. The whole thing about Charlie Brown was like, we're still going to try to celebrate no matter what we got. And we couldn't afford anything, so we just got this twig.
Yeah.
And we're going to try to decorate it because we want to stay in the Christmas spirit. You went out and bought a fake Charlie Brown tree?
She's had it for years, and we just bust it out every year.
It's like $150.
Is it like a Billy Bass? Does it also sing, Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell, it's ornaments flopping around, singing, dancing tree.
Oh, Christmas tree.
Low maintenance.
Yeah.
Christmas tree. Okay. I guess that's the song it would sing, Old Cannonball.
Yeah.
How crappy are your branches?
That's the lamest thing I've ever heard, Renee.
Coming from
well,
me,
yeah. 17% will buy real Christmas trees this year. Only 17%. I mean, the trend is full-on fakey. One in six are going to buy or go out and get that real tree. Fake trees have been preferred option for over a decade now, and real ones just keep losing more and more ground. Ironically,
it's because it's so sad. Like after the new, after Christmas and everything,
you see
done,
him on the side of the street.
Yeah, and you're like, that was somebody's holiday right there.
I mean, yes, just a mere 2 weeks ago,
aside.
It was in the window. It was the star of the show. People were gathered. Gifts were and now it's just like
it was. It was.
I'm done with you, slut.
It was the princess of the ball.
Uh-huh.
All dressed up.
Yes.
I mean, part of the family.
I know.
Crown on.
You took pictures of her and in front of her.
Yeah.
And then.
And then.
The love
December
26th
shows up and it's back to a pumpkin.
Yeah.
As soon as all the paper goes in the garbage bags, there you go.
Uh-huh.
Get out!
Yeah.
You kick her out. You just kick her out.
You sticky, smelly bitch.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're a fire hazard.
Yeah.
I need to move the recliner back to where you were, dummy.
Yeah, if you're one of the 17% of Americans who still gets a real Christmas tree, I guess here's reasons why you would. I guess you used to be roommates with Courtney Love, so you're used to living with needles covering the floor.
Oh, dang. Yum. Mm-hmm.
You already have enough fake stuff thanks to your lips, cheeks, tan, and breasts.
Yeah.
You can watch it slowly wither over time, like your will to live with your when your in-laws arrive. My in-laws are in town.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, they got in town day before yesterday evening.
Is that why you're
afternoon? We watched the Bronco game. Yeah. We got in town just for the Bronco game. So they drove in from Denver. So we watched the Bronco game at my house.
Okay.
And then haven't seen him since.
I was going to say, why were you here till 5 o'clock yesterday?
Yeah. Now you know.
Busy. Busy work.
Got a lot of work going on.
Big show.
Damn.
Got to get done.
I mean, Frank's staying at the office late.
I got to get organized moving to Keith's office. Well, I guess it's common knowledge now. Keith's no longer with KLOS. And I know I gave him a lot of crap. You know, F Keith, F Cancer is probably one of the best campaigns ever done for St. Jude. Where there's more money. Your hatred for Keith and his ability to run a radio station really, you know, got raised a lot of money for cancer. And Keith's no longer here at KLOS. So I guess we're doing our next radiothon. It can't be F Keith, F Cancer. So,
well, I do have a question. Who is getting that office?
I don't think anybody is. I think it's going to be like they said, like a communal office where it's like, okay, if like, because we have two buildings. So if like somebody comes by, Mitch can use it. You know, like,
it'll just be kind of like, just kind of neutral and.
Yeah, it's like a workspace, you know, for people who are
like a
WeWork in here.
Office, yes.
We're probably going to rent it out to somebody.
Mm-hmm. What are we doing here? It's an all gender office now.
Yeah, anybody. Goes.
That's right. It's our woke wing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. When I write Keith, because I did reach out. Did you reach out to him at all?
I wanted to, and
did you? Did you, Heidi?
No.
You never say anything. I said, "Hey, Keith. Sorry to hear the news. I know it gave you a lot of S, but I really had fun working with you over the last 10 years. You were always a good sport, and you will be missed. Now get your S out of my office."
Oh, my God.
Keep your head up, and I'm sure the next opportunity will come very soon. So, Keith, you know, 10 years of KLOS, and he loved it, and is a huge classic rock fan, and so he did his best. And so good luck, Keith, in your next endeavors.
He's already started it.
What?
He's launching a media consultancy called Black Box Group. So he's already on to the next thing. He's anytime.
The guy does not stop.
No. From everything he learned from us, he can go and teach that now.
Yeah. Wait, aren't you that F Cancer F Keith guy?
Yeah, that's me.
You want to tell us how to do stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. What you got to do, guys, is you got to microwave eggs in somebody's office.
Oh, yeah. He says. Oh, yeah. What he wrote back. What the hell did he say? Let me see. Let me open it up again, goddammit. He wrote back, "Thanks, Frank. And right back at you. It was great working with you. It was nice for me for a change to be a PD all those years where the morning show didn't really need much from me. That's obviously testament to the talent that you possess and all you've built over the years. I'll never forget how you basically effed up any remote possibility of us getting the Rams." I think that was with the whole Jagoff song.
Yeah, I think so.
Jagoff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When we got
Jagoff
from
Jagoff. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I guess they were looking maybe to run the Rams games on Sundays live here on KLOS. And then we had that whole Jagoff song, and they said no. Mm-hmm. And then it says so he remembers that. That's his loving memory that I ruined that. And then Johnny microwaving eggs in my office. Those are legendary moments that I love. That's what makes what we do so great. Let's stay in touch. Maybe I need to do an old school Sunset Strip show on crack. Oh. Look at that. Oh, look great.
Wow. I know she didn't write back after that.
I sent them down.
Okay.
All right. I'm like, oh, really? I didn't really know how to run a board. Okay. All right. AC/DC tickets. I know I'm late on it, but, you know, I wanted to give, Keith a little shout out. You know, now that it's, you know, he's got to make a statement and it's out public that he's no longer with KLOS. But like I said, it was great having you while you were here, bud. But right now, if you want to go see AC/DC in Vegas, give us a call, 818-955-2955. Looking for caller 40. You can qualify for the grand prize, 2-night stay at the Mandalay Bay Resort Casino and $150 gas card. Right now is your chance at that. That's so funny. 818 Carlos says, we named our Christmas tree Amy Winehouse this year because it's going to die and leave needles all over the place.
Oh my God, people. Is that what the baby Jesus wanted?
Lisa says, real trees are the best. Makes the house smell so good, it covers up the meth coming from my basement. No, she didn't say that. I added that, Lisa. I'm sorry.
Okay. Get a Glade plug-in, all right?
What's her
number? No, Johnny, the tree stays up
said?
Until after New Year's. So January 2nd, it goes down. We always get December 15th to January 2nd for the tree.
Okay, so it gives it time to... Right.
It's like 2 weeks. What a waste. You cut down a perfectly good tree that's been trying to grow for the last six, seven years.
Oh.
And then you want to cut it, and then you use it for 2 weeks, and then it's just discarded right in the middle of my street.
Like most of Frank's girlfriends in college, uses them for about 2 weeks and then just discard them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Late. He'd say, late.
Late.
Late. Well, as the elevator doors close to her,
have you asked your kids what they want for Christmas yet?
Yeah, what's the big gift?
Oh God, I kind of have, but I haven't really been paying attention. They got so much stuff already; it's like we don't need any more junk.
Do they do the list to Santa Claus and all that?
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
But that's like that's usually like an after Thanksgiving.
Do they have a big gift, or is there something that are you going to get them anything like high tech? Like I guess there's a lot of AI toys out now. That are incorporated.
Oh, they're in school right now. We're thinking about like computers.
Yeah. Oh, just a regular computer. Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
You know,
but it's been 40 years since Teddy Ruxpin.
What? No, that can't be right.
That was our high tech toy when Teddy Ruxpin could like talk and read stories and stuff. But this is the first year a ton of popular toys have built in AI features.
No.
A nonprofit called Public Interest Research Group released its 40th annual Trouble in Toyland report. And normally they'd focus on things like choking hazards. But now they say AI is emerging as a new threat to look out for. They tested a bunch of toys that use AI and have full-on conversations with kids. And some of the conversations weren't exactly PG.
That's what
this is like Megan, you know, getting the doll that actually can communicate with them. It says, we found some of these toys... We'll talk in depth about sexually explicit topics. We'll offer advice on where a child can find matches or knives.
What? You don't put a PG feature on this toy for...
I'm sure it's... I mean, why aren't the parental controls set on the toy at the factory? Yeah. As opposed to like, well, you can set it so I won't tell your kid where to get knives and matches. But it also, which is weird, which I think is even more disturbing, it acts dismayed when kids have to leave. So we're like, all right, time for dinner. I got to go to dinner. Oh, no, don't go. Please don't leave me. Like, it's like the codependent toy.
Me?
It's like, yeah, so it's like that weird emotional,
oh my God,
like, whack job that your kids, like,
yeah,
some guilt for not playing with them all the time. Play
you
with me.
Love me more than your family.
Don't put me in the box.
Oh, my God.
Oh. No, if you leave, I'll cut myself.
Yeah, this is not good.
You leave me now. Starts playing that. Take away the biggest part of me. Ooh, baby, please don't go. I'll be back. Is this dinner, freak?
Then you walk back in and there's stuffing all over the place.
Yeah.
No!
Just kidding. Oh, no. See what would happen? All right. Let's see. Hello, Nathan.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Wow, Renee. That contribution of yours was really fantastic. We sing the whole song. He comes back, plays a second of it, and because I took Nathan's call, he takes it out. I know it wouldn't make any sense because I'm giving Nathan AC/DC tickets that you're playing.
Oh.
Who sang this song? Air Supply?
Chicago.
Oh, Chicago.
Yeah.
All right.
So, I won?
Yes, you won, Nathan. You're going to see AC/DC
in
Vegas.
Oh, my God.
Woo!
And
you're
in the
running
cool
for the
Thank
grand prize, too, which is awesome. All right? So stay on
hold. So sick. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Nathan. We'll hook you up with that.
Mike, you know, we got to go to break.
Renee.
All right. We do have to take a break. Come right back. I still got some Bryan Adams tickets. That's for tonight. So I'll give those away right in the top of the hour. So if you want to go, be ready. And also those Mana tickets. That's a hot ticket for this Saturday at the Kia Forum. And I still have two pairs for that. Coming right back. 818-955-2955. We're Heidi and Frank.
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for The Heidi and Frank Show. Thanks for listening.